Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Raina Star, so you don't have to be. Desperate Housewitches is not a G, PG, or even an R-rated show. So, bad language, bodily function, dirty talk of any kind might offend you. This is not the place for you. But you know that's why you show up. I know that's why you show up. We all know that's why we're together, because we share a common goal. Desperate Housewitches is brought to you by the amazingly wicked one herself, the incredible Dorothy Morrison. Please check out www.wickedwitch.com. Studios.com for all of your witching needs. That's www.wickedwitchstudios.com. All right. It is an early Friday morning show. You guys are not used to this, but that's okay because I have with me today the organizers of the Summer Magic Festival happening June 8th through 11th in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Welcome with me, Reverend Tricia Parker, Reverend Bobby Joe Smith, and Reverend Raina Templeby. Hey, ladies, what's up?
Hey!
Happy to be here. Thank
Everybody
you.
Everybody got their coffee? Oh, I'm so happy to have y'all here. So you guys are the organizers of Summer Magic Festival. This is a very cool thing. So you've got it going on in June when all the kids are, I assume, out of school, which is pretty awesome. So tell me, where did Summer Magic Festival come from? Which one of you was the originator? Or was this something the three of you looked at each other and said, we need to do this?
Chrissy, you want to take that? Yeah, we were at a festival, and we were sitting around, and we decided to, and it really wasn't a festival. It was just a weekend camp out. We all participate in different festivals all over the state. And we all sat there and said, hey, there's no hotel cons anymore. There's nothing in Florida that is indoors where you don't have to sweat. So the three of us decided we were going to try to throw our hats in the ring and make it happen.
That's fantastic, because I will tell you, as an old-ass pagan, which I am, I no longer like sleeping on the ground. My back says, oh, bitch, no, you're not doing this shit anymore. You need a bed at night. It's the truth. So the idea of going to a festival with an actual hotel space, because I love that. Everybody knows I'll be at Mystic South Festival, or rather Mystic South Conference in July. So after you guys are done in June, you ought to come visit us in Atlanta, Georgia.
We are.
Because we're also at
We are. We're going.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Well,
we're traveling Wilburys. I think.
That's awesome. You guys will have to come by the live show at Mystic South Conference because I'm going to be doing my live there.
Ooh. That's awesome.
I'm at a hotel con right now in outside of Baltimore, the Sacred Space Between the Worlds Hotel Con. So,
yes.
We're big fans of the concept. We really are.
Oh,
and it's totally true that we knew our population in the festivals in Florida and the Southeast was, you know, wanting that option to be indoors and not have to camp and schlep all your stuff. And, I mean, we all love outdoor festivals, too. Like, those are the kinds of things we also organize. But there are definitely big advantages for accessibility and comfort when you're doing it in hotel.
Oh, absolutely. And you can have your own evening entertainment. If you're lucky enough to have a conference in a hotel that has restaurants, even better, like
yes.
you do at Mystic South, you guys have that as well. So talk about the location of where the festival is going to be. I've already mentioned that it's going to be from June 8th through June 11th. Tell me about how to get there, where it is in Orlando. Give me all the details.
Sure. We are we're at a DoubleTree that's very near the airport. So it's DoubleTree Orlando Airport. with a free shuttle from the airport, which has been awesome for our guests and our headliners. They also have a free shuttle that carries you anywhere within a mile or so radius, and there's like hundreds of restaurants around there. Probably 20 minutes or so to the parks. We wanted to be in a place where, you know, if your non-witchy family were there with you, they could go to, you know, Harry Potter World or Disney or something during the day while you're witching it up on site. And so it's super easy. It's easy to get to. There's tons of parking. It's a really comfortable, beautiful hotel with a big giant atrium, a restaurant, a Starbucks, a pool. And the hotel staff have been great. Like, Orlando is one of those places where, you know, they're just, they'll take anybody's money. That's what that city's about. It's about having fun and being open. And so we had a bunch of the hotel staff come and shop in our magical marketplace. We have had just fantastic relations with them. And so that's been really a joy. And so we're right back there again this year.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned the part about they're not judgy and they will take the money, because, you know, in different states right now, people are somewhat going through a hard time depending on, you know, what side of the political aisle they're on. So it's nice to know that there's a safe, comfortable place in Orlando for folks to go to. I think that's really important to point out. So when you guys decided to organize this festival, was it because you were lacking one in your area, and did you already have experience doing this, or did you come to this fresh as like, I think we can pull this off?
We had no idea what we were doing.
We really didn't.
Really?
But, I don't know.
Well, we figured it out.
I did a couple of hotel conventions for the Covenant of the Goddess, where they move their annual thing every year. It's in a different place, and often it has to be a business meeting too. So we, not just me, but me with a whole bunch of other people, we organized a couple of them in Fort Lauderdale. So I kind of knew a little bit about the whole hotel thing and getting contracts and, you know, that part of it. But yes, it was definitely a new thing for all of us.
In a way, so this is Trish here, but I have a festival that I host. It's an outdoor event twice a year that I've been doing for about 12 years, and Bobby Joe's been involved. And so my festival's North Florida. Bobby Joe's, hers area is like Central Florida, and Raina has hers down in South Florida. So as far as like contact and knowing how to like coordinate the whole event itself, it to me was like very similar. It's just a new site to really to move to, and just like put the template of an outdoor on top of an indoor event. So to me, it's been kind of, it's the same thing, you know, the marketing, the contacts, the contracts, all that stuff has to happen regardless of where you are, and it's
right.
It's been fun for me. Yeah.
Really?
But having
I would think that this is. I would think it's like herding cats, quite frankly, because I don't think folks realize everything that goes in. Yeah, because I don't think people realize. But well, you're good at it now because you've been doing it.
Right.
But I'm
exactly.
saying when you first get into a venture like this, it must be rather daunting, because I don't think folks know. You know, folks who just attend, for example, I don't think just attendees know what really goes into making one of these festivals
happen.
That's true. Happen. And
yes.
it's
a lot of work.
I mean, the learning curve. I'm sorry?
I said it's a lot of work, but it is fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's good. I wouldn't do it. I'm lazy. No, my happy ass wants to show up and be a presenter, and that's basically what I do. It's like, yeah, nah, you guys can do all the hard work, and I will send you lots of love and appreciation. But, yeah, that is more – I mean, I've got a full-time gig between my day thing and my podcast and the other shit I do. I got a lot going on. So many kudos for you guys
yeah.
who have families that you're raising and, you know, people you're taking care of, and I'm sure everybody's got a day gig as well, plus you're organizing separate festivals, plus you're organizing this festival. That just sounds like a tremendous undertaking and more work than most people ever want to do in life.
Well, we do. I do have to say that our 18 children are all adults now, so we're not, we don't have anybody still really in the nest. So that's a huge thing.
Cool.
We got to put that out.
Yeah, there's no way this would have happened when the kids were little. Definitely no way. This is a whole life in and of itself. And I really appreciate that, Ray. You're right. It's fun, but it is a lot of work. I think the part that most people totally don't understand is that there's a financial stress to it that kind of intense.
There's insurance. You guys are responsible for securing the location. There's insurance that has to be organized. There's, you know, workshops that have to be, and we'll get to that in a minute about the workshops and everything. But there's so much to do. You've got to secure your talent. You have to negotiate with your talent. You've got to decide what you can do, you know, what you can do for them and how that's going to fit into the scope of what you're trying to accomplish. I mean, because it's really all a growth opportunity for fellow pagans to come and enjoy and learn and shop, because pagan businesses are very important. And I hear this bullshit sometimes from other folks about how, well, you know, we shouldn't be trying to make money. Stop that. Yes, we should.
Yes, we should.
I'm serious. People do not understand the detail and attention that has to go into the organizing of a festival. It's not like we just all decided to show up at a place and agree on what we were going to do. There's a whole lot more to it than that. And I think most people don't understand that. I mean, these things are designed to be fun for the attendees, absolutely, whether you're a presenter or not. But it's important to show appreciation to the people that actually put up the money, did all of the research, got all of the talent, found you a comfortable place to be, you know, and you're, you know, people don't realize there's a certain amount you have to guarantee and secure to get a hotel on board. You know, you've got to make arrangements for talent to have them get on board, and it's got to be a place where people want to go. So when I show you that appreciation, seriously, I hope folks at Between the World are appreciating their organizers. I hope your folks appreciate what you do. I hope our Atlanta folks and surrounding area appreciate Mr. South Conference. I mean, folks don't realize what goes into it. It's pretty daunting when you look at it from when you first start learning about it, hearing about it. But y'all are brave.
It's a year long job.
The minute one ends, you start planning the next one, right?
Yes. It's year long marketing, and the marketing is huge component too, and getting social media posts and these podcasts and we sent letters to a bunch of metaphysical stores around the state asking for them to, you know, sponsor, come see us and all that. And we've had some pretty good responses to that. It was exciting to meet the local stores and then have them come vend.
Yeah. You know, since this is desperate house witches, I'm going to go out and say something here. Like, Ray, you probably remember that phrase, the zipless fuck, that Erica Jong put in your why. Yeah. So I feel like she said that because everybody wants there to be this, everybody has a fantasy of like, you just show up and you just have sex and like, there's no, you know, nothing planned and nothing has to be talked about. And no consequences.
No last names, no phone numbers. It happens in its own vacuum of time. It happens, and then it's, oh, honey, let me tell you what, I'm old enough to have had a couple of those. But, in reality, there's always more.
So I feel like organizing a festival is kind of like that. Like you're trying to create this experience that people think has just organically happened. Like they're just, the magic is just like, oh, we're all together and poof, something incredible is just there. But actually there's a fuck ton of work that goes into organizing it. But in a way it's not quite the same because I guess people do want like a calendar. You know, I mean, they want a schedule to know what's happening.
Sure.
But they do want the spontaneous.
I'd like to see that translate.
Yeah.
And my dance card. Anyway, yes. Calendars and schedules are very important to events because they we try to go paperless and we get a lot of backlash with that because they want something to read and hold. But then you're finding those schedules all over the place and it's such trash. It, you know, that's an organizer thing. What do? Do we spend the money on these beautiful programs or just do QR codes and, you know, put some schedules in the back of bathroom stalls so that people can see, you know, things that you're like, okay, how much do we spend? Is the value there for our people, you know, our guests? So that's funny.
I've got to imagine that if you post your schedule of your workshop, that folks have it together enough to be able to print it. I mean, most homes have a printer at this point. I print my own schedules when I go somewhere, so I don't really think it's any – I mean, if you've provided the information online, I don't think it's anybody else's responsibility to have to hold your hand that far to print it for you. Folks should be able to print their own stuff or put it up, you know, listen, you've got a cell phone. If you've got a cell phone, and I don't know anyone who doesn't at this point, you can certainly look at it in your calendar, plug the classes you want into your calendar and use that. I mean, there's a lot of...
You would be surprised.
Expectations. No, I know. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of expectations from folks that are sometimes realistic and sometimes maybe not so realistic. I don't know. But in any event, this is just one little thing we're talking about. Imagine having to figure out, okay, where's the best place for us to hold this? Will there be room to accommodate workshops? Will there be room to accommodate vendors? There's so much planning. You can't just walk into a hotel space and say, yeah, we'll figure it out. Nah, you got to look at it. You've got to measure it. You've got to know what size booths you're going to have. There's so many details. There's so many details. Okay. So now that I have praised you and hopefully given folks reason to understand why there should be so much appreciation, let's talk about the actual festival you guys have going on. Tell me about your headliners.
Okay, can we interrupt for a commercial? Raina.
Commercial.
Go for it. Yes.
Commercial.
No.
Let's do the commercial.
Commercial. So... We have this special offer going on right now. It's time for the magic word that we will that allows listeners to enter to win a free registration to Summer Magic Fest 2023. We've had a generous donor offer tickets, two free tickets to Summer Magic Fest, and we've been advertising this podcast. And so if you email us by midnight Saturday, April 8th at Summer Magic Fest, so magic is MAGICK, fest, FEST, at gmail.com, with the word pineapple. That's the magic word, is pineapple. You'll be entered to win, and we'll draw two names on Sunday the 9th so that you can attend the festival for free. So
woohoo!
Keep that in mind. Okay, now back to
I love pineapple. I love pineapple.
I love
it. We love pineapples in the morning and the evening and at the festival. So, okay, back to this. Tell me, pineapples are delicious. So just in case anybody missed it, we'll be doing this commercial again in 20 minutes. Sit tight. Okay, so tell me about your headliners and how you decide on headliners, because I'm sure everybody and their mom submits to you guys.
One thing I think is very cool and different about this festival is that, so we're going into our second year, and when I'll I'll say something in a second about it, our headliners last year, but when we were planning the second year, we said, you know, one of the things that is really cool that very rarely is done is when you get to work with a headliner for a second time. Like a lot of festivals have headliners once and then they don't come back for, you know, maybe ever, or sometimes it's, you know, 10 years or something. But if you could work with the same headliner more than once, especially the really great people, you can deepen your learning from them. And, you know, we're in Florida, even though we have a huge pagan community, we also don't have that many teachers. So we invited back a couple of headliners from our first year so that they could do that kind of, that thing exactly, like work more deeply with people who had been at the first Summer Magic Fest. And then we also added some new people. So I think that I'm happy about that. I hope it works out for people this year, that they feel like when they get to work with Eva Dominguez and Yeshe Matthews again, you know, they'll feel comfortable with them, like they already kind of know them, they know the vibe, and then, you know, they can just get right into the work. And both Eva and Yeshe can offer things that are a little deeper for those folks than they did the first year. So that was one of the things that's, I think, distinctive about our festival.
Yes,
it is.
I'm a huge fan of Evo. He is wonderful.
He's beautiful. He's a beautiful human being.
He is beautiful.
What's that?
He really is. Love him to pieces.
So we also have a couple Florida people, which has been great. We kind of like to keep it close to home, too, because we have Florida teachers also. So we have Kobe Michael, who is he's a lot of fun. He is an herbalist of the Poison Path. Yes.
The Poison Path.
Yes.
Love him. He's wonderful.
Yeah, so he has a couple books. He's got a great website. He's a very intelligent and powerful magician, witch, that we're so excited to have come to our festival. And then we also have another local, Melis Karn, who does a podcast with Alexander Cabot called This Old Witch.
Yeah.
Melis, I'm sorry.
You got to explain his name change.
Yes, so he was recently initiated and has changed to Melis Karn as his name that he'd like to be going as right now. So we did change on our website. It did say his dead name, and now it has his new name. So if anybody's been following our posts and stuff, that's why there's been a change. So they requested to have the name changed. So anyway, This Old Witch with Alexander Cabot, who's coming down from New England, I believe, and then Maylis will be doing a podcast from our festival also. Which is fantastic. And then we have some other local speakers like Oracle and Stars by Joseph. What is Joseph? You can tell me more about that, Raina.
He's a fantastic astrologer. But I want to talk about one other headliner. So I'm a huge fan of the Southern Gothic Oracle.
Yeah.
Sorry. And I know tons of people are too, and so we invited Stacey Williams Ng to come, and she's going to talk about the process of creating the Southern Gothic Oracle and the Southern Botanic Oracle, and then she just has a new Oracle project that was funded in like a half an hour on Kickstarter or some insanity like that. She's really hot right now. Super funny person, another Sagittarian. She does great social media. Anyway, she's going to talk about, like, the artistic process and creating oracle decks.
Ooh, very nice. Oh,
that'll
wow.
I'm a fan
of Stacey, and I think she's fantastic. And I would love to be down there with you guys because I would love to. I mean, the workshops sound fantastic, but I think the shopping is going to be off the chain.
That's true.
Bobby Joe, do you want to talk about the musical? Bobby Joe, are you still with us? You want to talk about the musical guest?
Oh, S.J. Tucker. S.J. Tucker will be with us. And she will do our main concert Saturday night. And then we have Alexian, who will be our entertainment during our meet and greet, which happens. Then we also have hors d'oeuvres at our meet and greet, lots of great food. So it'll be a pretty nice event.
Oh, that
we're super
fantastic.
Excited. And both of them will be doing S.J. is going to do a ritual for us as one of the workshops, and then she also has another workshop as well as Alexi. And so not only are they going to be providing entertainment, they'll be part of the program too. So anybody who's in love with S.J. like me, I'm such a huge fan, we get to do like more intimate workshop with her. And she's super friendly too, so very approachable.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, we tend to be fairly friendly folks in the community. I mean, not everyone is for everybody, but yeah, I tend to think that, you know, pagans in general, when you've been a member of a group of people who have to be afraid of some parts of the general public, yeah, you kind of should have a level of empathy and care for each other. I know not everyone agrees with that. It could be my hippie old ass just thinking that, but whatever. But I certainly appreciate, well, I mean, you know, I'm right. It's true. Some people are, you know, very, listen, we're one of the first communities to come out and talk about mental health, you know, being on the spectrum, being neurodivergent. You know, we kind of trust each other to a certain extent with certain aspects of our lives that we don't necessarily share in the general public. But, yeah, mm-hmm. you know, they're groovy folks. And it sounds like you have great music happening. That's wonderful. It sounds like you've got great rituals happening. Also wonderful.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'd like to just point out, too, is we do have quite a few different rituals. I mean, our purpose for being is to support all Earth-centered spirituality. So we have like 5 or 6 or 7 different rituals. Like Alexander Cabot's going to be doing a Cabot ritual. We have a Druid ritual. We have a Hecate summer devotional ritual, and
nice.
We have oh my gosh, what's your Reina Templebee? It's Pepe. The Santerian? Correct me.
Yeah, yeah. We have a Lukumi teacher who sets up an altar.
Yes.
Pepito or Jose Antonio Leyva, who's been is from a family of practitioners in Miami. And that's been pretty cool because there's not too much crossover between the Afro-diasporic community
yes.
and the Wiccan pagan community. Yet, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe in a few places like there was out in Pantheacon back in the day, but then not so much mm-hmm. in Florida, even though there's a ton of people who are Wiccan, who are Hispanic, or
yeah.
people who are doing both things or whatever. Anyway, we like to provide a space for people that's a safe space so they can learn about Lukumi and Santeria, ask questions in a safe and comfortable environment, you know, cross-pollinate a bit and, you know,
like crowd
emphasize our, emphasize our commonalities instead of our differences. Yeah, yeah.
That's great. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, there's not enough point because I think a lot of us got burned at the. I will tell you that particular Pantheacon that lives in infamy is the first and only Pantheacon I ever attended. And everybody knows which one I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, we call it the incident, as you know. Yeah, it was very unpleasant. It burnt everybody out, I thought, on Pantheacon who had been there. I don't think a lot of people who were there that year showed up again in force ever after that. And you know, we see what happened to it. Pantheacon is no longer a thing, which is unfortunate. You know, it's really important that we try to breed a loving and more accepting experience in our community for all the different practitioners in our community. I mean, listen, if you're not hurting, children or animals, do you, boo. Enjoy yourself. Be happy.
Exactly.
And no one should tell you, you know, I mean, and listen, I'm not even saying that certain people shouldn't have exactly what they want, but you can't do that bullshit in a public space. You just can't. You've got, you know, if you're gonna do a certain kind of thing and you only want to cater to a certain kind of person, you can do that in your own space on your own time. But don't ask everybody in a public setting to have to buy into that. That was really, really, thank you for having a space where people can be safe and be able to express themselves in their own spiritual path. It's super important to not exclude. Super important.
Thank you.
Thanks
very much. It is that you bring up a really interesting point about, like, I know that infamous Pantheacon is a lesson to anybody who organizes events, and something we think about in terms of, like, we got to serve our population, but we also want to, like, expand their horizons, but we don't want to do that too fast. And, you know, it's really interesting. Like, that came up this year. We had the suggestion to do a discussion panel on sacred plant medicine, which fits right in with the festival because, you know, we have Kobe and other workshops. Eva's going to do one on plant medicine. Yeshe teaches about plant medicine.
Yep.
And so we thought, you know, plus psychedelics are having like a renaissance right now. There's so much amazing magic and healing going on with psychedelics if we have the right people, let's bring this together. So we have it on the schedule, and we're hoping people are receptive and cool with it. There is an actual church of ayahuasca in Orlando, so we're hoping that they will be involved.
What's going on?
Oh, you're talking my shit.
No,
are you kidding? Back in the day, back in the 70s and 80s, what do you think we were doing on a Saturday night? Come on, we were tripping.
Absolutely.
Ray,
you should come and join our panel. You can talk about the way it was and the way it could be in the future.
No doubt. Oh, are you kidding?
Hey,
oh,
you know the secret word.
I do. Nah. Unfortunately, I would love to attend. You know what? If I had had more of a heads up about the festival, that would have been really something cool that I would have been definitely planning. But unfortunately, with the work situation, right, I still have a full-time job. So, you know, with the work situation and scheduling, unfortunately, I can't make it this year. But, oh, baby, I want to hear back about that. Yes, I did. I did not know that psychedelics were coming back. I thought they were gone back in, like, the 90s, 2000s. People have been like, okay, we're done with this bullshit. No, baby, bring that back. Peace and love. Yes. Bring back the good shit.
It's coming back as sacred plant medicine. So there's a new spin on it. It's like it's
cool.
It's for
but it's
for personal,
like,
growth,
treating,
and empowerment, right?
Yeah, treating, but in clinical senses, like treating depression, treating PTSD. Mm-hmm. They've had incredible results with PTSD and by using, like, hallucinogens of various kinds and also MDMA, but like helping people just break through, you know, and get to the other side, which is amazing. And what our path, you know, we've always been about this. And so we need to be part of that conversation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I could give an hour talk on MDMA by myself.
Oh, good. Yeah.
All right. Maybe we'll schedule that for next year.
Yeah. I would say some future material.
No. See, back in the day, back in the 70s, I was actually friends with the people who were making that drug. So I used to test their batches many, many years ago. Oh, it's a long, it's too long to go into now, but, oh, yes. So I know the good shit from the bad shit because I've had both shit. Anyway, it is a peace and love kind of thing. It's not, and I am not telling people to take drugs. I'm merely relaying what happened to me in the 70s. I don't know what things are made out of now. Please exercise extreme caution. Know who you're dealing with. Know what you're dealing with, no matter what the substance mm-hmm. is. Anything from alcohol to pot to whatever. Please, please, please do not get stuff off unknown people in the street. It's not the way it was 40-plus years ago, 50-plus years ago. So please exercise caution. This is not an endorsement of drugs. This is merely me stating what happened to me. What happened to me was it was the situation where we took it and in a group, of course, and it was you could solve any problem. Like, we wanted to give it to politicians to, like, solve all the ills all over the world. It was that kind of thing. Now, I don't know what it's like now, but anything that promotes peace and love and not blowing each other up or hurting each other because we're not like each other is a good thing. So that's, you know, mm-hmm. sorry, didn't mean to get off track with that. Speaking of getting off track, we need to talk about, it's commercial time, baby. It's commercial time.
Yes, go for it, Raina.
Okay. I am going to, if you have been listening, it's time for the magic word that will allow you to enter to win a free registration to Summer Magic 2023. Email us by midnight on Saturday, April 8th, that's this Saturday, at Summer Magic Fest. Magic is spelled with a K, summermagicfest@gmail.com, with the word pineapple. And you will be entered to win. We're going to draw two names.
Pineapple.
Everybody loves pineapple. That's the magic word. We're going to draw two names on Sunday for free registration to the festival.
So just a quick question. Pineapple, does it belong on pizza?
Yes.
No.
Absolutely. Yes.
No. Oh, we're split. What is that about? Oh, my gosh. All right.
I say
pineapple
no.
I say no.
We embrace the diversity. We embrace the diversity. Everybody's good. It's
See,
all good. You can love it or hate it.
All are welcome.
There's no judgment.
All are welcome.
You eat your
There's no judgment.
Eat your pineapple.
Ray, I just want to circle back for 1 second to what you said that was so smart, is that the part of the point of having a sacred plant medicine panel is to
mm-hmm.
share the wisdom that people have who may not have had the best of experiences, and also the training that
right.
is available in how to have a good experience. So we want to make sure people know
yes.
safety guidelines, setting guidelines, how to make the experience sacred includes having it be safe. So that's really the,
exactly.
I think, what will happen in terms of information that's conveyed.
You know, and it's
that's
so
well
smart
said.
And important to do that. Well said. That's super important
yeah.
to point out. And you're going to laugh, because the person who taught me about tripping was my seventh grade science teacher. She gave us a class on tripping. Oh, no, it was amazing. This guy had his own kind of issues, but he was a great teacher. It was the 70s. He was a great teacher. And he said, the first time you trip, always have a person there who is sober to be the control person in case you freak out, you OD, you this, you that. Such important details that I was taught in the seventh grade. Let me tell you what, you would go to jail now if you were a
yes.
teacher giving that kind of information. But I will tell you, that instruction saved many lives. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's you know, the things I learned in the seventh grade, I actually pass on to my adult children, you know, like the first time they were like, we're going to trip. And I'm like, well, I'm going to stay sober because somebody has to be sober in the room when you trip. And they were like, oh, how cool. And they have passed information along to their friends over time. So you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. If you give them the information, though, they can do stuff safely. It's important. And plant, listen, Toby and I talked about his first book, and, you know, I asked him, did you ever accidentally get too much of something in your system? And, you know, he gives a great conversation about that and needing to exercise caution and, you know what you can mix, what you can't mix. So I think his workshops will probably be off the chain. And he's just a great person.
Yeah, super excited.
Super excited for that. Yep.
That's really wonderful. So how many workshops do you have scheduled for each day?
We start Thursday night with four, because we have two at 4 p.m. and then we have two at 9 p.m. And then the following day we have about 10. And we keep our schedule, so we only do two workshops at a time period so that people don't have to, like, really choose. I've been to conferences where there's, like, four in 1 hour and you want to do them all, and I'm just like, no! So we really try to make it so that everybody gets to see our headliners and the work that they do. But yeah, we start at 8:30 in the morning with, like, yoga stuff, two different types of yoga classes, and then we go till 11 o'clock at night because we do a 10 p.m. Workshop slot for some rituals. Yes. So we go kind of late because there's night owls. And if you come in from California, like some of our people, they don't want to go to bed at 6 Eastern time or whatever. They don't want it to be over.
That's
they don't want
true.
It to be over at 6.
Yeah,
so
late
we're really
night
trying to track everywhere.
Yeah, the late night Hecate ritual was really popular with lots of Hecate heads are up late anyway, so that worked out. We only have the two tracks, and I like that aspect too. I mean, I think, you know, it's great. Every event is a little different, but with this one, we also we hand choose every single workshop. So I know most festivals do this, but, like, we don't really have an open call because we know we want to maximize the headliners. All the headliners are doing two or three workshops each, and then we want to create a balance. So we want to have the Santeria, we want to have the Druid path, we want to have the Thelemic path, we want to, you know, so those things get fitted in, and then we invite a few other people to present, and it ends up what I think is, like, a really high level of quality for the workshop, if I do say
yes,
so myself.
It does. Yes.
So do people come and day trip to your festival? Is that an option?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes. We're like, who's going to answer that one? Yeah, we do have day passes for Friday and Saturday. So, and you can buy those separately and stay. Huh?
There's a big community in Orlando. There's a big community near Orlando, so we know that not everybody needs to stay at the hotel, so we wanted them to be able to day trip and come over and see. Like, Saturday is our biggest day, so they might come all day Friday or all day Saturday.
Right. How many people do you expect? Have you sold? I'm assuming you've probably sold most of your tickets at this point. How many people are you expecting? I hear laughter.
I know, it's funny. It's hard. So we're expecting 200, and so we have this option called the golden ticket, where you can upgrade your ticket. And so at the hotel, we have the top floor. We have the presidential suite, and this is where we cater breakfast and lunch for our headliners and for our staff. And we sell 15 golden tickets. So anybody who buys these tickets can participate in this as well. So they can come up, be fed breakfast and lunch, and get to spend more time with the headliners in this space. So that's super exciting to have that option for people to purchase. And it also comes with some, like, we usually have books. Last year we gave out gorgeous, huge pool towels and sunblock stickers, you know, summer magic stickers. So this upgrade includes not only the two meals and also some extra, like, headliner stuff. There were CDs from one of our entertainment people last event, too. So the upgrade's a lot of fun. Get the hobnob.
But there's, and Trisha, there's just a couple of those left yet, right?
Do you guys mind
going through the like
price
three
points?
Of those.
So people have an idea of what they could get and what they can spend. Do you guys mind going through the ticket prices?
Oh, sure. You want me to do that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm trying to get to our place. So the full event ticket is $125. And that gets you in Thursday afternoon, and you get to attend the rituals and everything starting on Thursday afternoon all the way through Sunday about noon. And then the upgrade for the Golden Pass to Mount Olympus, we call it Mount Olympus because it's the suite up in the sky, is an additional $125. Because that includes six meals, six catered meals, and what else does it? I'm just going to read.
Swag bag.
So catered lunch, yeah, in the bag, the gift bag. And so, and you have access to the VIP suite.
I love
suite.
Swag.
Yeah,
nice. Swag,
yeah. And you have access to the suite all the entire time, basically. So, and then our day passes are $70 a day. So you can come in for that. And that includes, like we said, it's about 10 workshops. If you come in Friday, you get to hang out with S.J. Tucker. If you come in on Saturday, then we have our main ritual, which is going to be – Raina, why don't you tell us about main ritual? I'm super excited.
Yeah, we have we really love ritual at this festival, and we want everybody to experience different new powerful ritual and the transformative effects it has. So this one this year is going to be focused on connecting with the endangered species of Florida and the region and raising energy for their safety and protection and healing our relationship with the natural world that way. So there's a part of opening ritual that's going to include plants and connecting with plants, and then a part of closing ritual that's going to include stones and crystals, and they're all going to fit together in this beautiful mandala of different energies. But the main ritual in particular is going to be very sort of kind of, there'll be four clans related to four major animals, and yeah, pretty
that's
cool, we hope.
Beautiful. That sounds fantastic.
Yes.
So you guys really, I mean, this isn't just a weekend, an extended weekend away to, you know, go to witch camp. It's really, you guys have a theme, you've got a power working, you've got a lot of inclusion. It sounds like such a beautiful layout. I think you guys are going to be over the moon. So successful. And I think you guys really have put a ton of thought into it. Much appreciation and respect for all the work you've done to put it together.
Thank you. It just sounds
like a great time. I love the idea of the Mount Olympus golden ticket. So how many tickets are left? How many are left?
We only have three left. Do it. Yes.
Get in on it. If you want to hobnob and hang out, you need the golden ticket. What a party y'all put on. I'm impressed. But you know what time it is? It is commercial time. Hit it.
It's time for pineapple talk.
It's time for talking about the pineapple, right? Yes, the magic word.
So if you are listening to this podcast and would like to be entered into a free a contest for free tickets, you have to email Summer Magic Fest. I'm going to spell this out, SummerMagicFest, SummerMagicFest@gmail.com before midnight Saturday, April 8th with the magic word pineapple. You can send a little gift. Or a picture of a pineapple, too, to make it fun for us. And then we will draw two names on Sunday the 9th. and you'll receive a free ticket, and you can come join us. Sounds like fun,
well,
right?
I'm just going to say, I'm just going to interject for a minute. If you send a gift and it, for some reason, does not come out correctly, we will not be accepting eggplants. We will not be accepting light bulbs. You may want to put the word pineapple in there with your gift just to avoid any kinds of confusion. I'm just, a baseball bat will not be accepted. A zebra will not be accepted. You know,
pineapple.
Anything but a pineapple. It's got to be a pineapple, okay? We're very pineapple-centric right now. It is the year of the pineapple. I just made that shit up, but you know what I'm saying. Make sure that they know when you send that email that it is, in fact, pineapple that you mean to say and not some other crazy something. Okay, we got it.
That's
we got
great.
The rules. We understand. Okay, just making sure.
Making sure.
I'm sending 6 eggplants and thinking that that counts. No. We're very specific about this right now. Okay. All right.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Guys, we've got a few minutes left. In the last few minutes that we have left, what do you want folks to know that we haven't covered yet?
If we could just take a minute and mention our sponsors, I think that would be cool because we are super grateful. But okay,
yeah, hell yeah.
It's an amazing thing when you reach out to the community and say, "Hey, we're doing this event, and you know, help us make it happen." And people are just like, "Hell yes, we'll be there. We're going to help you." And it feels like tremendous. So I want to mention our sponsors real quick. And, of course, sponsorships are still available. If you want to learn more, just come to our website. But our sponsors
website.
Include.
Give the website.
The website.
Give
is
the website.
www.summermagicfest.org. O-R-G. Summermagicfest.org.
Cool.
And
right.
So our sponsors include the Raven Ferry. TheRavenFerry.com, which is a beautiful in-person store in Lakeland, amazing
gorgeous.
Store and healing center, basically full of classes, altars, little cool reading spaces, truly a beautiful space and beautiful spirit running that. Another sponsor is Spoonful of Magic, which are some members of the
Ooh.
Community who have an Etsy store making cool, beautiful, magical items. Another sponsor is White Rose Witching. And get this, this is so cool. This is somebody who used to live in Florida but doesn't even live in Florida anymore, but who supports us and what we're trying to do about building community.
Oh, wonderful. That's beautiful.
Yes.
And then another sponsor is Hecate's Wheel. Music inspired by and dedicated to the goddess. We all love Hecate's Wheel, and they're incredible. They performed last year at Summer Magic.
Beautiful
and then
sound.
The last one
yes.
right now, for now at least, is Crow's Crossroads Shop and Metaphysical Center, which is in Ocala. Again, somebody we know from our community who does really cool work, healing people, doing readings, and has the shop, and they are supporting the festival.
Yay, sponsors.
Yay.
We love you.
We love sponsors. I know I have my own. I couldn't do anything without my sponsor. Absolutely. It's so important to support things going on in the community. So anybody in Florida, you can visit www.summermagicfest.org and become a sponsor. I know there's swag on the website, t-shirts. What do you got going on for swag? What's happening?
Oh,
well,
yeah,
we
there's
do
cool
have
stuff.
A... Yeah, go ahead, Trina.
Go ahead, Trisha.
I was going to say, we do, for swag, I mean, we do have a Summer Magic Fest artist shop link on our website where you can get t-shirts, all sorts of, like, bags and stickers. I like the stickers. What else? Cups? Yep,
anyway,
I think there's
yes.
a coffee mug. Yep. So, yeah, that's on our website, too. But the swag bag,
one quick,
that's something. The
swag bag is
that's,
a separate
that's
thing.
A surprise.
That's
a surprise.
Yes. All right. Very cool. Who designed your logo for Summer Fest, Summer Magic Fest?
We paid a graphic artist through a website to do that. They're through Fiverr.com, so I don't actually know the person's name. But, we love that logo.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. You guys have an eye for detail. You definitely have a head for detail putting this whole thing together. It just sounds like such a good time in Orlando. Wish I could join you. It's wonderful. But I would like to thank my guests today, Reverend Trisha Parker, Reverend Bobby Jo Smith, Reverend Raina Templeby. You guys are a blast. We're going to have to do this again at some point. Bobby Jo, I love you. I'm not sure I'd recognize your voice again, but I want you to come back.
Okay. We will definitely.
All right.
She's
the
silent.
She's
the silent but most powerful
partner. I can tell she's powerful because I know she's just observing and taking things in, and the people that are quiet are listening. I'm just saying they're going to use this shit against us later. Just watch. But guys, so great to have. I'm sorry.
You
what
never
are you
know.
Say, Bobby Jo? I
you never
see,
know.
I do
I'll
know.
Keep it in my back pocket.
That's right. See, I know. These strong, powerful, quiet women, you got to watch out because they're observing everything we're doing. So just saying.
Yep.
Guys, thank you again so much. Congratulations on putting together what's going to be
thank
a fantastic
so
event. I know it. I really appreciate you coming on this early on a Friday and spending some time with me. Everybody, Summer Magic Festival is happening June 8th through 11th in Orlando, Florida. We've given you the website. We've given you the magic word. You guys know what to do. Check it out. Ladies, I will catch up with you later. Thanks again. Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
God bless.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much for having
Bye.
Us on. Bye.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Bye.